Oh, okay. Well, this is live radio, folks, and I am here with a legend in his own time, Michael Harrison. How are you doing today?
I thought you were going to say a legend in my own mind.
No, I think you are a legend in your own time.
You are far too kind, Anne. I am so impressed. Anne and I have been talking for a few minutes, and what a wonderful station you have, and what a wonderful community.
Well, thank you very much. He'll have to invite you to come see us.
I look forward to that. I look forward to that, because that's what I've learned about you and your station. Is what I believe radio is all about. I believe that radio should play a very important role in its local community. I think that local communities, first of all, I like living in local communities. I live in a small New England town. I've been all over the country. I live
Where
in
do
L.A.
You live?
I live in Longmeadow, Massachusetts, which is in western Massachusetts. It's far from Boston. It's sort of in the middle of nowhere.
I went to Northfield School, Mount Hermon and Northfield in western part, Springfield, right
outside.
So
you know that
area? I do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, isn't it a wonderful place?
Yeah,
it's
is.
Probably not that different than Greenwood. Yeah. It's probably very similar.
Except we know it was cold.
It's well,
and
exactly.
No snow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the springtime in New England and the summer's hot. The winters are horrible. This past winter was terrible, but spring and fall are beautiful.
Absolutely.
But you live in a beautiful state. Yeah. That's got the best of everything. But I was just going to say, I love the kind of station that I've learned about you from talking to you and being on the show now. I think it's very exciting.
Maybe it is exciting.
Someday I'll be there. I want to eat in that diner that you talked about.
Yeah, the diner. Well, we'll serve you great homemade ham biscuits.
Oh,
how about
wonderful.
That? I mean, they're specially made. My husband makes them, and he actually won an award for these ham biscuits.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Oh, he did. Well, I mean, we are award-winning people here.
I mean,
very competitive.
Well, that's fair. Good,
yeah.
Good. I'm always up for a new ham. I love award-winning food. I mean, I've even eaten food that isn't award-winning.
And been happy
because I'm an
award
winning eater.
Yeah. It's good to enjoy good food.
So what are the big issues there?
What are the big issues?
Yeah, what are you dealing with?
What are we dealing with?
Or is life just so pleasant that...
No, we have issues that we're dealing with. But, you know, I think basically a lot of people have a concern whether AM radio is really where it's at. Or is FM just the answer to everything?
FM has its problems with the internet. I mean, all
we
media...
We stream on the internet, too.
So you're equal in that regard.
Right.
I think it depends on how many stations there are in the area and how many AM radios there are.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that I can't understand about the radio industry and the National Association of Broadcasters that are always trying to, of course, protect radio in this digital era of exotic competition
Sure.
is why aren't you promoting the proliferation of that thing we call the radio?
Right.
Because if there are no radios, then what does it mean to be AM or FM?
You
need to have radios to have... it matters.
Sure. Yes, exactly.
So if I would just hand out AM radios to everybody in town.
Maybe I should do that.
Well, maybe you should make...
With only my station on it.
Well, that could be... Or make them sign a letter that if we take this radio for free, we will listen at least 80% of the time to your station.
Well, there you go.
But,
I like it.
But I think the future of radio, I think the future of all media based in the 20th century is obviously challenged
Sure.
by the digital era. And a lot of it depends on where you are. And a lot of it depends on, as I said, you know, what the customs and the habits are. If you lose the audience in your AM, it's hard to get it back.
Sure.
But if you serve the community, if you put programming on it that is indispensable, that is absolutely needed, it will live longer.
Sure.
And in a time when, in a corporate era where people measure success by quarters,
right.
by quarterly reports to stockholders, I would think 10 years... or 15 years is an eternity. I don't think we're talking about 100 years or 50 years. I don't think that I don't think there'll be magazines. I don't think there'll be newspapers.
Correct.
I don't think there'll be television sets. Remember, a TV set was a piece of furniture.
Right.
I think it's all converging into all kinds of weird gizmos. Do you have a smartphone?
I think I see one.
Well,
I do, yeah.
Okay, well, there's your entire media world.
Exactly.
In a teeny little thing. Wouldn't you think that's science fiction if you saw that 20 years ago?
Well, just think of Spock. and the tricorders and all the things. I mean, those are coming true day after day.
As a matter of fact, I often refer to my smartphone as a tricorder.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my joke. You know, okay. I'm going to use my tricorder on you, and you know, we're going to go past the tricorder. It's funny, the Star Trek stuff. We're going to be past it. Do you remember in the first series, the Spock series,
right.
They would talk to each other on an intercom.
Right.
They would press a button on the wall and talk into it.
Exactly.
Then it wound up on their, you know, this.
Right.
And the reality
Beam
is,
me up, Scotty.
The reality in the 24th century, they'll have a chip in their head and they're just going to twitch and they'll talk to each other telepathically. Science reality is always far more advanced than what we predict.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, but I worry about the Borg effect. Since we're into science fiction here,
okay, well,
I am the Borg.
Okay, well, I see that you're very, very enlightened, and I see that you're very, very evolved. So I will throw some heavy stuff at you.
Oh, my God.
I believe that we are heading toward being a technologically induced telepathic species. I'm not kidding with you. That what's happening here in the early...
No. Okay.
Da-na-na-na.
Okay. Okay.
The...
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, think about how connected we all are to each other.
Exactly.
How far from the Borg... How far
Not far.
From, we are the Borg. We are a collective. You are a drone.
Right.
Well, aren't young people today that are sitting there at dinner blah, 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 with their... I have folks, I have my iPhone in my hand and I'm
it's
acting
tri-corded.
Very manic. Aren't they really at the beginning of this whole telepathic voices in your head? I'm in touch with three of my friends at the same time. I'm in touch
well,
with
you're
the...
Well, you're right.
So we are becoming a technologically induced... telepathic species. I'm not saying we're learning how to be telepathic. We have technology.
So we don't have to.
Right. And how long is it going to be before we have the smartphone feels clunky and it's a teeny little chip in your brain that you learn how to do a combination of nose twitches or whatever and you beam into wherever you want to be. Bingo. Then you're telepathic. Technologically induced.
Advanced.
Now, that's what I really think, but I would never say that on the radio.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did.
I would never say that. I don't want people going, you know, making fun of me.
Right.
I mean, were you making fun of me?
No,
or are you saying to yourself, hey, I think he's right.
I think you are right. I think when you look at social media and where we're going, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So that's, why are you involved in AM radio?
Why am I involved in AM radio? You want to know the true story?
I want to know the answer.
You want to know the true story?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the true story. Guy that had an AM radio station in our area. Years ago, I had a show, and then the station didn't want it anymore, so we did away with it. Guy came in. We had loaned him money and loaned him money and loaned him money in his AM station. He comes in one day. He goes, Jeff, that's my husband, I need to borrow $25,000 or the FCC is going to shut me down. And Jeff looked at him and he goes, Ron, I won't loan you any more money, but I will buy the station from you.
Wow, okay.
And so, after he walked out the door, I looked at Jeff and I said, what the hell have you done?
Right.
And he goes, you're good on the radio. We're going to go back into the radio business.
Wow, that's
and
very exciting.
And that's how I got into radio.
First of all, it's a great story. Secondly, you did a service for the community because you kept the station alive. It could have gone dark, as they say. And it sounds to me like you're having a good time.
I am having a good
time. So that's a great story.
Yeah,
that's really
it
cool
is.
Story. Thank you for your candor and sharing it. Is that the first time people have heard that on the
no.
air?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've told it before. Okay. But I didn't think you had heard it.
I heard stories about you, but not that.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, you know, I think as we look at the future of radio, and, you know, we try to incorporate video with it. We do YouTube videos, and we do streaming all the time. We're very involved in the community. We do everything from football. Last week, I was doing a cooking show on the radio.
That's great. That's great. When you say you do football, you mean local football?
Local football.
I think that radio misses the boat in most cities by not covering high school and college sports, even younger than that. People love that.
Oh, sure.
And it makes stars out of the kids. and there's drama and there's personalities and there's so much in the microcosm of a community.
You're right.
That you really can get into and dig into. So I understand that, and I'm personally, it appeals to the radio guy in me, and it's my.
It's old time radio. That's kind of like what we do.
Well, old time radio is the only kind of radio, if you think about it.
It is.
And that's the way to do it, and that's the way to keep it alive into the modern era, is to do the great old-school stuff. And, you know, you say you have internet, you have video, and you have all that. That is what I call the media station. Mm-hmm. There's a radio station, and then there's the media station is the combination of audio, radio, video, television, graphics, pictures, text, newspapers, and then all kinds of other stuff like telephones and mail and whatever, all in one organized center that has a cultural theme to it that we call in the business stationality. And that's a media station. And there's no reason why you can't do that out of the station that you own and operate worldwide. But it doesn't have to be that you're now taking on the world as your market. You're the window to the world for Greenwood. And you could make Greenwood an attraction for the world. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
As opposed to, okay, now we're broadcasting, hello, Paris. No. We have a very interesting city here. And if a community here. You want to know about it? Tune in.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because that is actually what they're trying to do in Greenwood, is to appeal to a larger market. We're known as a medium-sized tourist market right there in Greenwood. So we have a lot of business and a lot of things coming in that do this.
And one of the things to do in this case is to promote the concept of the medium-sized tourist market. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to go to Orlando. Not everybody wants to go to Washington, D.C. Not everybody wants to go to New York or L.A. People are seeking places that are human-sized, that have interesting attractions, that are educational, that are historic. There's so much stuff in America.
There is.
And the key is to put a frame around what it is you've got, enhance it, make it better so that it puts on its best face,
right,
and then promote it out there. And with these magnificent channels that we have on the internet, you can reach people all over the world. And suddenly, can you imagine if Greenwood became an attraction that the tourist business doubled and tripled in a few years as a result of that? That's a worthy goal.
That is a worthy goal, and something that should be maybe enhanced more with the radio, which we haven't worked with.
Well, the radio is a component in a bigger media machine, in a bigger media system.
Sure.
Yeah, a better word than machine is a system.
Right.
So I think that you have every opportunity to do anything you want to do. It's only limited by your own creativity. And energy. It takes a lot of work.
It does take a lot of work.
Yeah. My biggest problem in terms of my ideas and the things that I do is just my own physical limitations of how many hours can I work.
I understand that.
You know, I put in, and I'm a very old man. And I.
You don't sound like a very old man.
Yeah, but that's why I'm
that's
on
why
radio.
You're on the radio. You have a face for radio, right?
You have a great laugh. It's very infectious. So, it takes a lot of work to be an entrepreneur. It takes a lot of work to break new ground and to build things. And, of course, the pride that comes with it, the satisfaction that comes with it, often makes it worth it.
Yeah. Last week we had the opportunity to interview Nancy Lopez. We have a Symetra Tour golf tournament, and she was in town, and we sat down and talked to her. Most of my interviews are an hour-long interview. We just do one interview an hour in the afternoon. And at the end of the interview, I'll go ahead and tell you, Michael, she said that my interview with her was better than her interview with Jane Pauley.
Oh, I would imagine that's very possible.
Well, I was blown away.
Well, you should be proud. Yeah. No, your interview with me is even better than your interview with her. So,
there you go.
Your interview with me is better than the one I had with Barbara Walters.
Well, there you go. Now you heard it on the radio. Thank you so much, Michael Harrison. This was not pre-rehearsed or pre-recorded. Listen. This has been a real treat to meet you.
You're very sweet. I appreciate that.
And, you know, we didn't even talk about immigration or anything along that line, but you know what? It's been a treat to sit down with somebody that's been in the radio business. I certainly hope I could give you a call and maybe talk to you
anytime
again.
Anytime. I want to know you. I want to become as connected to your station and community as I possibly can. You are a gem. I didn't mean that as a joke. You are, no question, a special prize.
Thank you very much, Michael Harrison.
Thank you.
I know you have to go. He's with Talkers Magazine. He founded it. He edits it. He publishes it. He's a great guy. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here
you.
Today.
Best to you.